This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. I was just calling to follow up with you.
Yeah, I was actually going to email you today. I think I want to go ahead and go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure we can get the website thing up and running as quick as we can.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You said you were going to send me like an actual contract when it was time. So I like, you know, I'm not a contract. I know it's month to month, but like a, so I can see what I'm getting into, you know, so I just, so I have it all in writing, basically.
The terms and conditions. Yeah. No problem. Let me go ahead and set the, so you're, what you're looking at going forward with is the $299 package, correct? And you want the website and all the other services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and pull the terms and conditions on that. I'll send it over to you in writing. And then what time do you want to get this set up?
What in terms of what, like you need to call me and we need to do like a little conference call or something?
Well, I need to take the payment information and I need to get everything squared away so that I can take your, so I can schedule you for your client interview to begin the website creation and all that. So if you're ready to take your payment and stuff now, I can do that now. If you need a little bit longer, then just let me know.
No, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Give me just a minute. I have your last name as Wells, W-E-L-L-S. Is that correct?
No, W-A-L-L-S.
Walls. I apologize.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad I checked that. The phone number for the clients to contact is a 513-364-1934.
Yeah, I want to have two numbers on there like we talked about yesterday where they can, like, call and, you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. they can, like, go to either number one or number two.
Right. So that's called the call tracking, and they'll go over that during client onboarding. But for now, when we set everything up, we're going to be sending – we're going to have the client technician contact you at that number, and we'll go ahead and set it up from there. They'll go over that during client onboarding because it's included with the services, okay?
Okay.
I have a business address of 500 Harrison Lane in Cincinnati, Ohio, 45244. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how far out do you want to service in a mile radius? It looks like here it's between 30 and 50 miles. Is that correct?
let me think here. Can you give me a sec? I want to pull up a map and see where 30 to 50 takes
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is just a rough estimate because during your client interview, Brian, is where they're going to really nail it down. And if you want to give even like zip code or city or county, you can do that as well. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then in that case, I would say 30 to 50 miles is fine.
Okay. Again, 30 to 50 will
actually,
give...
let's do 30 to 40 if you can.
Okay.
And is it like a round, like a circle around an area?
Ish, yeah. But again, you can customize it. So say you want 30 miles to the east, but to the west you only wanted like 22 miles, right? So, because 30 miles is like really far. Like a lot of people don't realize like how far that actually is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at the map, if you decide, you know what, I really just want to target like these top 15 cities and all the zip codes that are included with that, then we can do that as well. So it's really, truly up to you. I just like to give the technician, we like to give them a rough estimate of exactly what it is that you're going to be looking for at that time, okay?
Okay. I did have a question about one of the reviews I saw.
Sure.
On the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that they set up this thing and that they were promised, you know, to be on the first page of Google, Bing, just like you said to me. And the guy said it was like a few months later that he still wasn't on there and that he wasn't able to get an answer out of anybody as to why.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, is that, like, do you know about that one, or is there something, I mean, I know you can't really trust what everybody says, but on those
right.
reviews, I,
mm-hmm.
but I was just, like, I guess my question is, like, how long until that is the case, and then if it's not, who do I call?
Okay, those are great questions. So I don't know about that specific case that you're talking about. I did just pull up the BBB listing, and what I can tell you is that there are a few positive reviews in there as well. Again, you know, when somebody goes to the BBB and they're looking to complain, they have been legitimized as an actual real client. So it did actually not turn out so fantastic with that client and our relationship with that specific person. And we don't hide that or make any bones about it. But Brian, what I can promise you is that you have my direct phone number and extension line. You will have my direct contact information. You can contact me if and when you're having an issue. If and when that issue arises, I will petition to client support on your behalf. But you also have the number to client support directly. Now, while I cannot speak specifically on that particular client's experience or situation, what I can tell you is that a lot of this depends on how quickly you get the information back to us. Like, a lot of times people aren't willing to admit where they played a part because, again, it is a working relationship. We set the account up, we get everything going, and then we have Google send a verification code to you. If you don't receive that mm-hmm. verification code in a timely manner, or if you don't check your mail on a regular basis, or if it got thrown away with junk mail, like, that's not fault of ours. All we can do is resend it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
After the third attempt, then we have to go to a different way to verify you, which requires video verification, and there's other options available to us. But what you're probably not seeing in the back end of this explanation from this specific client, while he didn't have a fantastic experience, how much of that part did he play in that? You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, if you never got mm-hmm. verified, then did you give us an accurate address? Did you give us a P.O. box? A P.O. box won't work. Did you check the mail? Did you give us the accurate PIN code when you actually received it? Or did you just expect us to make wine out of water? Because it doesn't work like that. It's a relationship that's required. Now, if there is a problem, I mean, I'm going to tell you that the terms and conditions state that 30 to 45 days. You're going to get that in writing. Everything's going to be listed there for you. There's no bones about it. Like, we're very, very specific. The wording is not ambiguous. It's not meant to be tricky. It's meant to be very clear with you because it is a relationship, and we want the very best out of this. Your success is our success. So if you're not 100% satisfied and you don't stick this program out month after month, then we weren't successful. And you're not going to stay with us. We're not going to reap the benefits of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the reasons that I'm actually doing it is because you guys are month to month, and if you know that to me that means if you weren't going to do it, you'd have a contract, you know, or you wouldn't be in business.
Right.
So I think I'm good with it. I just hopefully it works out. I just wanted to ask about that because that's the most important. That and the website are the two most important things to me is. You know, being able to show up on Google when someone Googles it and being able to show up high on the list, it's
mm-hmm.
you know, possible.
Right. All of those things are very, very valid reasons and things. And again, like I explained to you, you know, when you start, you're going to show up on within the first 30 to 45 days is what the terms and conditions state for first page placement, okay? And that's what we promise. But what I can tell you is you're not going to start in the very first spot on the very first page of Google. Like, and I'm never going to promise you that you would because that would be so false. That would be, like, so wrong to promise you that. Now, it does require that you're going to have to get reviews, but we give you the tools in order to get those reviews. We're not like, here, can you get some
yeah.
reviews, please. Good luck. You know what I mean? Like,
reviews is what gets you there.
And reviews is one of the main things that you can do to help yourself. while we're doing the technical stuff, while we're doing the programming, the keywords, the backlinking, the manual submissions, the content creation, NAP cleanup, making sure everything is consistent with name, address, phone number, website. That's our job. We're going to take care of the technical end. Like, and you can help with the reviews. That's going to be huge in order to ensure that you have the positive reviews. But you already said, like, you have a hook in that. Like, you're good with that. You got those reviews for Angie's, like, really, really quickly. We are going to be able to definitely capitalize on that because you understand it's a partnership. Like, unfortunately, what a lot of these people think is when I call and I speak with them about Google or about the services that we have, they think that it's like some magic recipe. Right? And it's not. It costs money. It takes time. And there is no magic recipe. What it does require is a sole dedication directly to the account from both parties. Like some people seem to think that we're going to sprinkle fairy dust over the top of their account and they're just going to magically appear without ever giving us any information. We have to have that relationship. And that's what I love about clients like you that ask a ton of questions. Because when you ask a ton of questions, that not only means that you're seriously interested in being listed on Google, but it means that you're seriously interested in benefiting your company and moving it to the top. Because you have a legitimate question. Like you have real life questions. Not just, well, how long is it going to take? Well, why does it take that long? Help me to understand. And it's a reasonable amount of time. 30 to 45 days is not an unreasonable amount of time. I'm sure you'd agree, right?
Right.
You know, so that's why I like the guys like you that ask a ton of questions is because I then know that you have a really strong understanding of everything that we're actually doing for you. There's no question about it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Did you just transfer over to your phone?
No, I'm actually driving in a weird area. I only have one bar, but if I lose you, I'll call you back.
Okay.
But I do want to go ahead and set everything up. So.
Okay, cool. So let me just go ahead and move through this. So some of the keywords, as you and I were talking yesterday, I did record them down. I have landscaping, lawn fertilization, hardscapes, landscape design, and installation. Are you also doing excavation and land clearing?
No, don't put that one on.
Okay, what are you looking for?
But not, say that again.
I said, then share with me what you're looking for. I know you want no mowing. I know that you said no mowing.
Right. So is there a category that says like patios and outdoor living? That's one of our categories on Angie's list.
Yes. So patios and outdoor living spaces. So are you looking for like patio enclosures, outdoor kitchens, fire pits, retaining walls, things like that?
Everything you just said except outdoor enclosures we don't do.
Okay.
Patios, fire pits, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, all that stuff.
What about outdoor showers?
No, don't put that on there. We've never done it. I'm sure it's easy enough to do, but I don't want to list things that I've never done.
Okay, sounds good. If you want to add that at any point, outdoor showers are like super popular with people who have pools and decks and things like that because they can just, you know, hose people off out in the yard.
Okay.
You know, I was like, first time I heard it, I was like, outdoor shower, and then I saw some photos, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's actually brilliant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, what I usually do is the first time I ever done something, I'll install it at my own house.
Oh, nice. Well, if you want to come to California, if you want
to
come to California, come install it over here. I'm waiting for you. Okay. Absolutely.
So, the rest of those that you named, retaining walls, all that, definitely all that. That's the main thing we do. Main thing we do is patios and retaining walls in the outdoor kitchens. And I don't know if you can have, like, sitting benches, like stone benches, things like that. We do all that stuff. And then
Masonry? Are you doing masonry work?
It is, but it's not brick and mortar masonry. I think that's what everybody thinks that masonry is.
Mm-hmm.
We're stone. We're like interlocking stone more.
Okay, so I'm going to put stone masonry then. We can be very specific with that. Are you doing pavers?
Okay. Yeah, pavers.
Okay, so are you also doing sidewalks, driveways, walkways, things like that?
Just out of pavers. We don't do concrete.
Okay. Okay, so no sidewalks like that. Okay, paver, walkways, stone walkways. Okay. All right, so they're going to take these services, they're going to run them through the databases, Google, and then they'll present us with the top recommended keywords based on everything that you're offering, okay?
Can we add a couple more into that?
Of course. What else can I get for you, Brian?
We do wood fences, just
mm-hmm.
wood.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think here. Irrigation.
Okay.
Drainage.
What about, do you do French drains?
Yeah, French drains, yeah. Just outside drains. We don't do anything inside.
Okay, I put outdoor drains only.
Sod.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Sod.
Are you doing artificial turf?
No, we haven't done an artificial one yet. We did one golf green, but I'd rather not have that in there.
Okay.
Let's see. We no mowing. We got lawn fertilization in there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the landscaping is concerned, is there like landscaping or like new? We call it new installation, like new install landscaping,
mm-hmm.
like you're planting trees, planting bushes, that kind of stuff. And then maintenance is one of our big ones too, not mowing maintenance, but
yeah.
Just,
so that's where we get into kind of a situation because a lot of people,
okay.
when they put in maintenance, they, you know, like they're expecting
so
like a mower. Yeah. So,
yeah. So
since
okay,
you're offering
fine.
Like the higher end stuff, I'm just leaving it with landscaping, which you might still get some of those mower calls, but it'll be fewer. And it's very
okay.
specific landscape design and install. Landscape new
yeah.
install, bush planting, tree
oh.
installation.
Lighting, that's another one. Landscape
outdoor
lighting.
Lighting.
Yes. And then, that's it. That should be it for now. Is that something that can be tweaked if I think of something else? Or is
absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's it for now then. I think we're good.
Okay.
So what's the next part?
Hold on. I'm writing down all the stuff we spoke about yesterday. So you want payment integration, I know, because you said you have, you're taking many options, including QuickBooks. You do want the
yeah.
call tracking and the call tracking splash app, the call tracking phone number. Do you already own a domain for the company for Mscapes LLC, or are we purchasing domain, which is included with the package if we are? I'm just asking.
So I'm not that tech savvy. Like I said, his wife did all this for us, and I'm
okay.
not exactly sure what that means, but I do know that we have a domain for our email.
Mm-hmm.
It's m-scapes.com.
Okay.
That's not a website domain. I don't know if it's different for email, but yeah, like we used to have a website. It was mscapes.net and they got rid of it. And
mscapes.com
so,
is what you had?
Is what my email is right now, m-scapes.com. So it's
then
Brian at m-scapes.com.
Yeah, there's got to be something there. Let me see.
It's set up through Google. I know that. She set it up through Google.
.com. Okay. Hey, there's a little landing page here. Okay.
There is.
It's nothing
okay.
crazy. It's nothing crazy. Okay. So what you can do, okay, and it goes back, I see here, okay, it goes back. I'm going to include this. If they can work with this, then they will tell you how to get the credentials for it. If they cannot work with this, they'll go ahead and purchase domain on their own, okay?
Can I make a request on that? If we
you
do,
can.
Whatever
during,
you have to do.
During client interview, you can make that request. I'm putting here that you'd like to choose.
Okay. I hate the M dash skate.
You don't want to use it? We don't have to do it. We don't have to use it.
I'd rather it be M skate, you know, because it's just a pain in the butt to tell people, and they're always like, is it hyphen or is it? And
yes.
So I'd rather, if we can, rather it be M skate. But does that affect our email? Can we?
It will definitely affect the email, but you might be able to forward that over, or you can get G Suite within the package. I'm going ahead and including that. So I'm putting inscapes.net, inscapes.com. They also, inscapes.pro. They have different options available. So I put in there that that's what you would like, if possible. And if not, then they'll tell you what we can do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
Say 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. You have all proof of licensing, insurance, and tax ID information, right?
Yeah. And actually, isn't there an option for 24 hour? Or do,
mm-hmm.
is that?
Absolutely.
You can put that if you want. We don't have like an office. So,
okay.
I mean, we don't have an office that people come to.
Mm-hmm.
So we get calls all through the night as it is. We'll just, you know,
return
the calls the next day either way, or unless we're not busy.
So I need to schedule your client onboarding with the technician. It looks like I have available appointment time. Hold on. I have available the only time that I have available today is between 5 and 6 p.m. Will that work for you?
Actually not. No, I cannot do it today.
Let me know what time tomorrow.
Tonight.
Yay, who are you going to see?
Adam Sandler.
Oh my gosh, she's hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, so is like after hours, is that a thing, or can I do it during like between 8 and 4?
Oh, okay. So our hours are 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. That's 10 to 7 your time.
10 to 7. Okay. So that would be how about 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock your time? Perfect. So that's 10 a.m. our time. You're going to get an email notification here in just a second that's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. Now, what's going to happen, Brian, is during client onboarding, as long as I'm available, which I'm probably going to make sure that I am, I'm going to be the one to contact you from our 877 phone number. And then what happens is during that client interview, I'm going to reach out and make contact to you directly. That way, I can introduce you to your client onboarding agent. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So give me just a second here to send this out. You'll get the invitation. Once you click accept, it's going to drop directly into your Google Calendar. And then all the information is there for you. Now, I put everything in here. Hold on a second. Let me grab this information here. Why isn't it clicking? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Come on. Okay. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, I thought it just got rid of all my notes. Like, you know how computers are, like, super finicky? And then I thought it got rid of all my notes that you and I just went over and that I just got them typing out, and I was going to have a little baby heart attack because that was a lot of information. Hold on a second. I need to just go ahead and include that I do have your client interview time locked in. Okay, let me see. Okay. And then, so what's going to happen is I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. Okay. So
and the price doesn't change. I'm assuming.
It does not change. It does not go up. It does not increase, which I'm going to read that during the voice verification. In fact, let me go ahead and get the billing information, Brian, and then I'll be able to read the voice verification. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
I think it's first and last name.
Okay.
Yeah, it says Brian Walls, Enscapes, LLC.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4018.
Mm-hmm.
6781.
Okay.
0109.
Okay.
2109.
Expiration month and year?
823.
And the three-digit code on the back?
024.
I need to set a security question on the account. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Walls.
So anytime you call in or we reach out to you, if you're unsure if it's Local Splash, please ask for the security question. We'll be doing the same when we reach out to make change on the account. I'm going to process your Visa card for $299, and I will go ahead and read the voice verification now that reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Enscapes, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Walls, Vice President.
Brian, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
That's 3 actual days just for reference. And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is February 7th, 2022, in the 2023, sorry, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes. There are no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. There is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 7th day of every month. The cost of this is $299 for all services provided. Again, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of April. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that concludes the voice verification. Brian, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. If you look at your cell phone, you'll see that there is going to be a link there that's going to say, Brian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, I got two here. Let me see.
Click the top, the freshest one, because I had to reset your terms and conditions. I did just send every single thing that's within that text message. I sent it all over in writing to the email address that you have it in writing, and I labeled it terms of experience.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I've opened the link.
Cool. So that's literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you. If you see an asterisk mm-hmm. by something, it may or may not be included within the initial package. When you get ready to add things in like Google Workspace, Google Ads, landing, you're not getting a landing page, you're getting the My Site custom website. I included that for you at no additional charge. When you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the breakdown in pricing. So the products included and the products for the monthly the My Site is included there at no additional charge for you whatsoever. If during the mm-hmm. winter time you guys choose to pause the campaign for any reason, you can pause for up to 6 months, and you are not held accountable for costs during the 6 months that you do have it on a seasonal hold. You don't lose any of your placement. You don't lose your website. You don't lose any of your stuff. We just don't charge, and we don't do continued programming. We literally hit the pause button. Okay?
Okay.
So please
click the pause. And did you say the pause button, you don't get charged that month?
You do not get charged. If you need to go on seasonal hold, you're not charged at all. If you ever have a billing issue, or you have a situation where you need help with the billing, Brian, then we hope that you contact us before you just cancel automatically so we can help you through that situation, okay?
Okay.
So please.
And the one question I had was the asterisk. Mm-hmm. You said they may or may not be included in your package.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook has an asterisk.
Yeah, exactly, and that's included. The My Site custom website has the asterisk. That's included.
Mm-hmm.
But the other asterisks, like landing page, that's just the basic landing page that's included. That you don't have. Google Ads, you don't have, but you could activate it sometime. Google Workspace, you don't have, but you could activate. LSA is Google Guaranteed. You don't have that, but you could activate that. So these are all options available to you at a higher cost if and when you choose to include that, okay?
Okay, I see. Okay. So you want me to start... I do.
Absolutely, I do. And then once you do that, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password, and that username and password will be granted to you once client interviews been conducted, so approximately 3 to 5 days' time. And the other thing that I did for you, Brian, is I went ahead and sent over a few text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through that tracking and reporting system. So you could just get familiar with how the tracking and reporting system works and the different functions that you have in order to operate and make changes yourself, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any further questions for me at the moment?
No, I'm doing the password and username now.
Oh, you can't. The password is going to be auto-sent to you within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview. Username is always going to be the phone number for the business. So you just have to wait for us to send that to you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Well, you have my contact.
So I'm going to...
Go ahead.
The contact info for you is the 1-877 that I'm getting.
Correct. So it's the 1-877-635-6225. So that's the number to contact Local Splash indefinitely. If you want to speak with me, Amy Nelson, when the prompt comes on, you press 1 because you are a current client, and then you can say Amy Nelson, or you can say 224, or you can press 224. You'll be connected with my desk. Now, if I don't answer readily, it just means that I'm on the phone like I am with you. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to add that into my contact here. So
perfect.
The I can say the name or the extension that it just showed me, which was, 224 was yours?
Yep, 224. That's me.
877-635.
6225, extension 224.
Hold on. Extension. All right, I got it.
All right. Now, the other thing that you can do if you choose to is you can begin sending over, because you have the logo and things like that ready. You have before and afters and all of that, right?
Right.
So if you have time, I know you have plans for this evening, so you may not have the exact, you know, you may not have like a ton of time, but if you do, I'm sending you one last text. It's photos@localsplash.com. You can go ahead and send over your logo, your business license, your insurance, all of the documents that you need to legitimize your business and things that you want us to advertise on the website so we can have them in your media folder. It does expedite the process, okay?
Got it. All right, I'll go ahead and do that tonight. Thank you.
Cool. You're very, very welcome. And we look forward to a long-lasting relationship here, Brian. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.